Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Once again, in our Buck studio, we'll have some live music for the next roughly half hour, something like that. 12:30 quiz question, probably a little after 12:30 today. It's an easy one. You're going to have fun weighing in with that one. And again today, as we continue to celebrate our silver anniversary of the Midday, we'll be giving away silver prizes again this week. So maybe this is your day to get one of those. With us here in the Buck Studio, three ensembles from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, and their guiding light here is also, too. That's Carl Levine, Madison native, right? Welcome welcome back to the Midday, Carl, and welcome all of our ensembles, too. A total of 13 players from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. This must be, about our third or fourth year doing this, Carl?
I think it's our fourth, yeah.
Fourth, is it already? Wow, okay. And you've whipped these players into shape?
Well, I don't know about whip.
Figuratively speaking. And the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, though, how many players altogether?
Well, at this point, we're over 400 for the orchestras.
Wow.
But as far as the chamber program, we're almost at 100.
And they come from all over the state?
All over the state.
And you've selected these three groups to play works by three different composers. And so we have a string quartet, then we'll have a wind quintet, and then another string quartet.
Correct, yep.
And what can you tell us about our first ensemble?
Well, our first ensemble is going to be doing a Mendelssohn quartet, early Mendelssohn quartet. He wrote when he was quite young. Opus 13, a movement from that. I've worked with most of these kids for on and off for a couple of years now, so it's going to be a lot of fun to hear them play. I'll let Izzy tell a little bit more about the piece when she talks about it. But
all right, Izzy, come on up, or come on down, I think is the actual broadcast phrase there. So this Izzy stands for Isabel, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Isabel Cryer.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the first violinist, so what about this piece that you're about to play with your quartet?
Well, it starts very slow and quiet, and then all of a sudden there's a bang of emotion and energy, and I think that brings a lot of nice things to the piece. And he wrote this when he was 16, so
that's Mendelssohn,
amazing.
Darn him.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is then going to be the first movement, and it goes from, as you say, adagio then to a more lively allegro vivace, and this is, introduce your other players, too.
Okay, so I'm Isabel Cryer. Our second violinist is Anand Chattal. And then our violist is Grace Wendland-Tweet. And then our celloist is Sydney Stankowski. There you go.
Okay, full disclosure. So, first movement, string quartet in A minor, opus 13 by Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
The String Quartet in A Minor by a young Felix Mendelssohn. He was about the same age as some of you guys when he wrote it. Mid-teens. And that was the first of the three Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's ensembles we're going to be hearing live in our Buck studio during the midday today. Now we have designated a spokesperson for each of our three ensembles, and the ensemble up next is a wind ensemble. They're going to be playing a work that shortly afterward, though, Mozart arranged for strings as a string quintet. So it's a fascinating thing to compare those two. But in this case, we have five winds, and Lakwant Singh is our spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And you're the clarinetist with the group. And so what about this piece? You can tell us about it from the standpoint of the clarinet if you want.
Right. So I guess a little bit about it. It was written after the Serenade number 12 and Quintet 406. It was originally for doubles of, clarinet, basset horn, bassoon, oboe, and horn. And so there are four movements. We'll be playing the second Andante.
Okay. And your ensemble members are?
We have John Fulton on bassoon, Spencer Kosick on horn, Logan Willis on oboe, Claire West on flute, and myself on clarinet.
So here we go. This is the second movement of the Serenade in C Minor for Winds by Mozart. Serenade in C Minor by Mozart, the second movement, and Andante, played by the second of our WISO ensembles. That's Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. Now we have our third string quartet in position, and they're going to be playing a movement from the last of the 16 Beethoven string quartets. No pushover. These are big, meaty string quartets that made people think Beethoven was a little crazy. And David Kao is the first violinist with this ensemble. And what's your take on it, David?
Well, it's quite interesting because Beethoven, as one of his last quartets, this is Opus 135, the fourth movement, he writes a very simple motif. It's a three-note motif, and it kind of actually, in the beginning, the three-note motif follows the must it be question. That's exactly how it is. And I think it's interesting because my chamber coach actually mentioned that if I were to have turned in a composition with this three-note motif, I would get a failing grade. But Beethoven, he does really a nice job to kind of bring this three-note motif, bring in different instruments, and have them exchanging this kind of theme, this motif, throughout the whole piece. And, yeah, so...
Does he ever answer the question? Does he ever say whether
says,
it must be or
says,
not?
He says, must it be at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then... Shortly after in the Allegro, he says, it must be.
And whatever it is, but he's probably talking about, fate, something like that, knowing Beethoven?
Could be up to interpretation, maybe life itself.
life itself. Well, yeah, life must be. Yeah, once you're in it, it's pretty much a done deal.
That's right.
Okay, so who are the other members of your quartet, David?
So I have on second violin is Mani Bradley. On viola is Brett Wagner, and on cello is Tatiana Tandias.
Okay, so here they are with the final movement of the final quartet by Beethoven, string quartet in F, Opus 135.
Thank you.
Well, you made it sound quite sane indeed. Rumors to Beethoven's mental health notwithstanding when he wrote those final string quartets. That was the third of our Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's ensembles with the string quartet in F, Opus 35, the last movement of Beethoven's last quartet. And we've had a total of 13 young players here during the midday for this portion of the hour, and thanks one and all for performing.